on a train, traveling we go. And I think I know what you wanna hear, 'cause a voice in my heart told me so. You say, Cliff, will you share with us your special gift, given to you from the Lord? 'Cause it makes me love life, it makes me feel alright, and you don't even have to sing words. La 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 di di da, I can just make sounds. La la di di da. So I'll sing you a song with my perfect pitch, sing you a song or two. I've been blessed with the gift of perfect pitch, and I sing only for you. You know, I've got this friend, Kendall. Well, sometimes he tries to sing along, but I've got to speak honestly. He's okay telling jokes, and he'll light up your smokes, but he often ends up way off key. Sometimes I fear my voice is gonna leave me, but those fears, they tend to pass. Then I know that I could be a singing star if I could drop 60 pounds from my ass. La 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 di di da. Oh, la la di di da. Da da. And I'll sing you a song with my perfect pitch, sing you a song or two. I've been blessed with a gift called perfect pitch, and I sing only for you. It's weird that I don't have a record deal, I guess the industry's looking bleak. But if I could be packaged for millennials, they'd all agree my voice is on fleek. And Kendall, my friend from before, is a huge green jealousy, and my microphone smells like a bell. And you'd listen to the song unless it goes on too long, and you start thinking about something else. Wa-da-da, ya-da-da. Wa-wa-bibi-ba. La-ma-bum. I'll sing you a song with my perfect pitch, sing you a song or two. I've got six more. I've been blessed with the gift of perfect pitch, and I sing only for you. You. It's a crazy mixed up world that we live in, and hey, I'm just living for love. But you know you won't hear another voice like mine till you die and reach heaven above. And humanity, it's dissolved into madness, and like the Titanic, we may be going down. And I don't know if we've got a chance in hell, but my mouth keeps making beautiful sounds. Wah, ba-boo, bee-bee-boo-boo. Ya-da-da-da-da-da-dee. Yes, yes, and I'll sing you a song with my perfect pitch. I'll sing you a song or two. Yes, I've been blessed with the gift of perfect beach, and I will share it with you. Right now, in this dining car, on the train traveling we go, and I think I know what you wanna hear, 'cause a voice in my heart told me so. Hello. Thank you, thank you. I thought it was good too. Yeah, thanks. Hi, I am Cliff. This is the dining car. You know, I'm so jet lagged. I'm from America, you can tell by looking at me. And I'm so jet lagged that I got the times all wrong. I didn't convert right. And I thought that I would be doing this show last night somewhere in the evening in one of those, you know, classy, you know, think of like an old black and white movie where they go to a classy place. And I thought that I would be like that and there would be showgirls and tuxedos and stuff, but it's 9 a.m. and what could be better? This is kind of like doing a cabaret show at the Shoney's Breakfast Bar, which is pretty cool. I mean, when you think about it. And I am from America, like I just said. I'm traveling with some friends, and one of my friends, she's on a rye tour. She's telling various cities around the world about the virtues of rye. It's one of the main exports of Busheltown, the city where we are coming from, I guess, is where we started. So long ago, I can barely remember, frankly. But I think I remember that it was always a dream of mine to go on a tour. Not necessarily a rye tour, but some kind of tour. I was not specific in the dream, but you know, it makes me think of other dreams that I've had. I used to have a recurring dream that I was missing Christmas. I would dream that it was Christmas Eve or Christmas morning or something, and I had not bought anybody any gifts. Most of the stores were closed. I was going to have to go to the gas station and do all my Christmas shopping. I had neglected to watch any of the movies and shit, and it was always very distressing to me, very distressing. Another dream I had, the very first sexual dream I had, I was a young boy, and I dreamed that Leonardo DiCaprio was kissing me on my neck. It just turned out that I was a fat, sweaty child and was sweating, but it felt like DiCaprio kisses in the night. And to continue on with this dream, well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor coming, saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming, and the archers split the tree. There was a fanfare blowing to the sun that was floating on a breeze. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 21st century. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 21st century. I was lying in a burned out basement with a full moon in my eyes. I was hoping for replacement when the sun burst through the sky. There was a band playing in my head and I felt like getting high. I was thinking about what a friend had said and I was hoping it was a lie. Thinking about what a friend had said and I was hoping it was a lie. You know, I encourage you all to get in touch with your dreams. What do they mean? What did it mean that I dreamed Leonardo DiCaprio was kissing my fat 12-year-old neck? I think it meant I was really, really gay. That one's pretty easy, but think about your dreams Think about what they mean. Really delve. You can do it. You can learn a lot about yourself that way. God knows I did. Now I'm like an open book. And after Leo and his floppy hair moved away, I dreamed I saw the silver spaceships flying in the yellow haze of the sun. There were children crying and colors flying all around the chosen ones. All in a dream, all in a dream, the loading had begun. They were flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home in the sun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home. Dreams are weird that way. I think that they're weird. They tell us about our reality. They are our brains trying to tell us something. Sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's a brutal truth that we don't want to hear. One of the most brutal of all the brutal truths in the world is that there is no justice in the world. There is no justice. I don't believe that there is a thing called karma. Well, I mean, I believe that there's a thing called it, but I don't think that it exists. Does that make sense? And there's no justice. If you think maybe for a second, is there justice? All you need is to look no further than my home country of the United States. Not so much anymore. Of America. And I only say that they're not united because there are some people who think something crazy out there. They think something crazy, and I'm not afraid to call it out. I'm not afraid on this train, in this dining car, on the way to Sri Lanka, I'm not afraid to call out what's wrong in America, and here's what it is. I'm going to say it concisely. I hope you're ready, and I hope you got a notepad to write this down. There are some people in America who, oh my God, they're so dumb. Yeah, I know. Brutal. I told you it was brutal. It's a brutal truth. Some people in America are so dumb that they don't realize that for the past, I mean, let's be conservative a little bit in this way, 6 or 7 years, they think that there's been another better actor than Jake Gyllenhaal, and they are dead wrong. They're wrong. He has given consistently the best performance of the year. Someday he will be, well, I don't know anymore. I don't know anymore. Because as I said, there's no justice, there's no karma, there's credit karma, which I'm afraid I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Some things are better left, I don't need to know that. Credit karma, and someday I want to believe in my heart that Jake Gyllenhaal will win his Oscar. He will win multiple ones. You know, I mean, Tom Hanks did, Sean Penn did. God knows Jake is so much better than Spencer Tracy, who also did. But I don't know anymore because the world is so crazy. But I know one thing. There may be no justice. There's definitely no karma. In this crazy mixed up world that we live in, Jake Gyllenhaal, maybe he never will win his Oscar. But even if he doesn't, I will be there. I will be there with him through it all. Lying in my bed, I see my Prince of Persia poster and think of you seething and raging. Frustration is nothing new. Flashback 2005, that was the last time. Since then nothing makes sense. Snub after so many pictures, you've made incredible performances. Nightcrawler, prisoners, nocturnal animals, an enemy stronger, Southpaw, and many more. The Academy's so blind, and someday you will win, but until then it's Someday you'll do a historical biography. Snub after snub, any movie you make is okay with me. Snub after snub, eventually you will win. Till then I will be waiting. Snub after snub. Nominations come and darkness has turned to gray. I see you in paparazzi shots and wonder if you're okay. Maybe they're jealous of your perfect face. Someday we will make them pay. Oh, I know you will win. But until then, it's snub after snub. Someday you'll wear prosthetics on your face. Snub after snub. Oh my god, didn't they see Bubble Boy? Oh my god, I love Bubble Boy. I saw it 3 times in the theater. And I wish I could go back and see it today again. Idiots. Genius performances from deep inside. Oh God, your range is wide. Someday you will win, but until then it's snub after snub. Hey, they made Leo sleep inside a horse. Snub after snub. Any movie you make is A-okay with me. Snub after snub. Eventually you will win. Till then I will be waiting. Snub after snub. Maybe next year. He's got a movie coming out directed by Paul Dano, co-starring Carey Mulligan. I feel like it's a definite lock, at least for Best Supporting Actor. A lock. It's a lock. Oh my God. I can't even get into it anymore. He's a lock. But it's one of the weird things. Oh, thanks. Thank you. It was one of the weird things about America, okay, is how there's no justice. But one of the beautiful things that I've seen as we have traveled from America around this beautiful globe of ours. It's a beautiful globe, it is. Every city we've been to has been just stunning, from Berlin to Paris to a bunch of others, lots of others. Poland, I think maybe we went to Poland. It was if we did, it was one of the lands, Poland, Iceland, Greenland. But it's been a beautiful, beautiful trip. And what I've noticed most about the trip is that the people, no matter where they're from, no matter what they look like, what they wear, how weird their hair is, how bad their shoes are, it's just so striking that we're all the same. We're all just struggling to make it through on this beautiful globe. And I can't really understand, some people are really into the lines, these imaginary lines, totally imaginary, that we've drawn on the maps and stuff, and they're like, this line, you gotta be on this, separate it and all this jazz, and I think it's nuts. I think everyone should be welcome everywhere. I don't think anyone should have to live like a refugee. We did something, we both know it, we don't talk too much about it. Oh, ain't no real big secret, all the same, somehow we get around it. Ooh, listen, it don't really matter to me, baby. You believe what you wanna believe. You don't have to live like a refugee. somewhere, somehow, somebody must have kicked you around some. Oh, tell me why you want to lay there and revel in your abandon. Oh, honey, it don't make no difference to me, baby. Everybody's had to fight to be free. You don't have to live like a refugee. 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 Baby, we ain't the first. I'm sure a lot of other lovers been burned. Right now this all seems real to you, but it's one of those things you gotta feel to be true. Are you hearing me? It's all one earth. We shouldn't have to live as though we were refugees. Oh, listen up. Somewhere, somehow, somebody must have kicked you around some. Oh, who knows? Maybe you were kidnapped, tied up, held for ransom. Oh, how much did they pay? Well, oh, it don't matter to me. Everybody's had to fight to be free. You don't have to live like a refugee. We shouldn't have to live like we're refugees. And you don't have to live like a refugee. Why do you want to make them feel like a refugee? You don't have to live like a refugee. You don't have to live. Everybody's from the same earth, same earth. We are not refugees. We shouldn't have to be. Don't make me a refugee. Listen to me. We shouldn't have to live like a refugee.
Thank you. Thanks. Now, I don't mean to get too political, but, you know, I believe that entertainment should be half, really just half entertainment, and the rest provocation. And some millennials, I'm assuming, were they to start following me, they might call me Gentleman Gaga, but I would have to tell them that my show personship and my commitment not only to entertainment, but also to changing the world through entertainment didn't come from Gaga. No, I learned it all from Madonna. She teaches us that entertainment is one part singing and dancing and one part a call to arms to change the world for the better. She tells her fans that. She's a better artist. She doesn't tell them that. It's a metaphor. You just have to kind of extrapolate it. But I'm going to tell you, because she has a two-hour show, and this is like supposed to be in half an hour, and they're out of sausage. They are out of sausage. They are alerting me to that fact. Change the world. Make it a better place. Madonna tells her fans that. She implies that to them through the concert. And I know I don't have fans, but in lieu of fans, I'm gonna tell you guys, all of you folks here, fine folks, on this dining car having breakfast. Change the world, make it a better place. You don't have to go out and do something crazy. It can start with you. It can. You know, we're a weird species on this beautiful globe. And we love to draw imaginary lines, and we love to put people in boxes. I know I mentioned earlier I'm traveling with a group of friends who couldn't or wouldn't be here this morning. They stayed up really late last night with me because we thought the show was last night. But anyway, and they're all very tired. What they don't know is that I'm gonna go back to one of their train cars. Oh, by the way, too many thoughts right now, guys. Sorry. Anybody here from train car 17, I want to apologize. were traveling with a contractor, and he overflowed the toilet, and the whole train car, the carpet was soaked. And I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. Back to the previous thought. Once my friends wake up, or when I wake them up, I'm gonna go to one of our sleeping cars, and they're gonna gather around, and I'm gonna do this show for them. And what they don't know is that I've only been allotted time for 6 songs. They don't know that, they're asleep. And so I'm gonna do some of the deep cuts, some of the Evita medleys that I wish that I would have had time for here. But anyway, that's something fun for them to look forward to. Those people, sometimes they put me in a box. They love me and I love them back, but sometimes they put me in a box. It's a Buble box. It's a Groban box. It's a, your voice is so beautiful. It's when you sing, it's like a nightingale has entered the room box. And I'm not saying it's a bad box. It's a good box. If I was gonna be content with being confined to a box, that would be a good one to be in, but I'm not. I do have a perfect bird-like, bell-like voice, but sometimes, like Tina and Ike, ooh, not Ike, Tina, go back to Tina. Like Tina, sometimes I like it rough, and they think I can't rock, even with a perfect voice. Well, watch out, bitch, because I, ooh, sorry, ooh, I thought it was a night show. It's gonna be a night show. I rehearsed it too well. Watch out, friends, because I'm gonna rock, and I thought I'd pick a rock song to rock out on here on a train, so I found one about a train, and here it goes. Call you up in the middle of the night, like a firefly without a light. You were there like a blowtorch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. I promised myself I wouldn't weep. One more promise that I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep and there's no way out. This time I've really led myself astray. Runaway train, never going back. Wrong way on a one-way track. Seems like I should be getting somewhere. Somehow I'm neither here nor there. Can you help me remember how to smile? Can you make it all somehow seem worthwhile? Can you, how on earth did I get so jaded? Life's mystery seems so faded. Bought a ticket for a runaway train, like a madman laughing at the rain. Little out of touch, a little insane. It's just easier than dealing with the pain. Runaway train, never going back. Wrong way on a one-way track. Seems like I should be getting somewhere. Somehow I'm either here nor there. Run away. Oh my God. This next part is so unprofessional. I'm so sorry. I have got to pee so bad. Will you bring me that thing? Oh, you're right. Oh, shit. Oh, sorry. I've really got to go to the bathroom, and I'm really trying to hold it, and the show is totally almost over. But while I go pee, I have a pre-recorded song. Okay, I'm just going to put it in. It was a friend of mine. She was there. We did a duet. It was beautiful. And oh my God, it's about to come out. All right.
But I can't.
like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
Thank you. Weirdly, big crowd in the bathroom. A little bit bigger than out here, but it's all right. I had to wait, but I'm back. Wasn't that good? Wasn't she good? A beautiful friend of mine, Rayanne, she is the announcer on a podcast/internet radio filler program that I do. It's been running for 10 years, no big deal. And you know, I just love her, and I'm so sorry, but I am sorry. Oh my God, I've never had to just leave. I don't think, maybe. It kind of sounds like me, so maybe. Had to leave the stage to go to the bathroom. But anyway, I am running a little bit late. They're out of sausage, as we know. They're also out of orange juice and pancakes and toast. But there's a lot of honeydew melon over there just waiting to be eaten, is what they told me as I rushed from the men's room back to the stage. Anyway, what I was going to do was to sort of a recap, go back to the perfect pitch and the dreams, how you should follow your dreams, how maybe one of your dreams should be to inspire the world to come together in this time of global separatism and imaginary lines and confining boxes labeled Groban, and just, you know, sort of recap the whole show, but there's no time for that now. And so what I'd like for you to do is, if you could just imagine that you'd already applauded really big. I mean, I understand not applauding for the tape song. I get it. It was a tape. Who applauds a tape? But if you could just pretend in your mind, oh, applause, 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 then you kept applauding for me to come back because this is the finale. It's a new finale song I'm working out. I used to always end with Flashdance. This is something a little bit new, a little bit more 2018, I think, all right? So thank you. I want to thank the dining car. Thank you all. You're all my friends. We're friends, right? The power of friendship. Here we go. Can you hear the drums, Fernando? I remember long ago another starry night like this. In the firelight, Fernando, you were humming to yourself and softly strumming your guitar. I could hear the distant drums and sounds of bugle calls were coming from afar. They were closer now, Fernando. Every hour, every minute seemed to last eternally. Oh, I was so afraid, Fernando. we were young and full of life, and none of us prepared to die. And I'm not ashamed to say the roar of guns and cannons almost made me cry. Okay, I did cry. 'Cause there was something in the air that night. The stars were bright, Fernando. They were shining there for you and me, for liberty, Fernando. Though I never thought that we could lose, there's no regrets, none. If I had to do the same again, I would, my friend, Fernando. If I had to do the same again, yes, I would, my friend, Fernando. Aren't we all a little bit Fernando? By that I mean, isn't there a little bit of Fernando in all of us? I think so. Now we're old and gray, Fernando. And since many years I haven't seen a rifle in your hand. Good, non-violence. Oh, can you hear the drums, Fernando? Do you still recall the weird night that we crossed the Rio Grande? I can see it in your eyes, how proud you were to fight for freedom in this land. We all fight to be free. There was something in the air that night. The stars were bright, Fernando. They were shining there for you and me, for liberty, Fernando. Though I never thought that we could lose, there's no regrets, absolutely none. If I had to do the same again, I would, my friend, Fernando. There was something in the air that night, you should have seen it. The stars were so bright, Fernando. They're still shining there for you and me, for liberty, Fernando. Though I never thought that we could lose, there's no regrets. No, if I had to do the same again, I would, my friend Fernando. Oh, 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 if I had to do the same again, yes I would, my friend Fernando. Your britches, Fernando. Yes, thank you. Good night. Good morning. I'm gonna go take a nap. Thank you. Oh, they're out of honeydew, so cross that off.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
Don't got nothing for that one.